From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. The KISS $25,000 sound.
What's that sound?
On KISS 92.5.
Well, Roz, it's finally over. Thank God!
Yeah.
The KISS $25,000 sound has been solved. It happened yesterday during Darren's show. 9 weeks later, after 345 gameplays, Christina Benting of Woodbridge, Ontario, correctly guessed what the $25,000 sound is. Here's how that happened.
Okay, so I'm hoping that this is what it is, just with the weather getting cooler. I was using my chapstick. And I think that it's the sound of, like, raising it up and putting it down, like the chapstick, and that definitely gets smaller as you use it. You know what I mean, when you twist the bottom?
Absolutely, when you twist the bottom of the chapstick. Should we find out?
I hope so. You're killing me here.
Let's find out, Christina. Is the sound the twisting of the chapstick and it's going up and down? Oh my God, you are absolutely correct, Christina! You just won $25,000 by identifying
the secret sound.
Isn't that amazing?
No, I am shaking. Oh my God.
You know, a lot of people shaking today. Mm-hmm. All of this happened after we gave away the clue yesterday morning on the show, which was it shrinks the more you use it. Hello,
good
Christina.
Clue.
Welcome back to KISS. How are you? Just, I guess, less than 24 hours from winning $25,000.
I am very good. I'm still so nervous, actually. I'm like still shaking from yesterday. How are you?
Confused.
What the hell kind of chapstick do you use that makes that sound?
Okay, so I have to be honest, the person before me and the clue really helped me to guess this. So the person before me, he guessed glue, like a glue stick. So I feel bad for saying this. He's probably going to hate me, but he said a glue stick, and that was wrong. And I'm a teacher, and I was thinking, like, okay, glue sticks do make that sound when they're gunky after the kids have used it. And I'm like, okay, what else, like, similar could it be? And I use chapstick every day. I had one on my desk. I was still at work when I called. So I'm like, okay, maybe this is it.
So wait a second. So we need to clear something up here.
Sure.
So, okay. So you had the clue, right? Which is it shrinks the more you use it. That is a solid clue.
Yes.
Okay. And then you heard somebody say glue stick.
Yeah.
They were wrong. And then you were like, hey, what if it's chapstick, right?
Yeah, I tried to think of anything sort of like similar.
So we're not saying that you have a chapstick that also sounds like that sound. Because to me, that sound, I have literally never owned a chapstick that sounded like that sound.
I have lip balm in my pocket right now, okay? It's not the chapstick brand.
Right.
It's a different brand. And this is a sound it makes when you twist it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Christina, listen.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Yeah, no sound.
There's no sound
okay,
to it.
Okay, no sound.
No sound!
So I need to know right now, okay, that you need to clear this up for me and Mocha.
Okay.
Okay. You based your decision on the clue and the previous guess, and you were like, oh, maybe it's this, as opposed to, oh, I know that sound. That's chapstick.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I had one on my desk, and I'm like, okay, this is the same sort of, like, idea going up and down, and it sounded like a suction sound. So
Uh-huh. Right.
And then when the person before me said glue, and uh-huh. that, like a glue stick, that made sense to me because it does make that weird sound when it's going up and down.
Right.
I'm like, okay, it's got to be something similar. And I'm like, what else
so
is you're, similar?
Just to
what
clarify, though, sort of your function? Lip balm chapstick, did you try it to see if it made that sound?
I did, yeah. I have one, and it's kind of like sticky after you use it.
What kind of chapstick? Is it like, is it the kind that comes up like a lipstick, or is it the kind that just squishes out from the bottom?
No, the kind that like you twist at the bottom and it like comes up and down similar to a glue stick.
Because in the video, like when I watched a video that got posted, right, on Kiss Instagram, it looks like the Nivea brand, right? That's the only one
that does that.
Unless there are other brands that have then since
the
come out and mimic.
The chapstick brand has the little twisty thing on the bottom that's really similar to a glue stick.
Right.
I feel bad for saying this because the guy maybe listening is going to feel terrible, but he really helped me.
What about the comments on Instagram?
Listen, it's not, you have nothing to do with this. You just threw a guess out there and you won $25,000. So congratulations to you. The problem is that I've never in my life heard a chapstick make that sound.
Bro.
That's the problem.
That's where my train of thought was, because I was wrong on Friday.
Lucky guess for you.
You won. Like, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
You got the bag, as they say.
Thank
right?
You.
The money is, nobody is saying that you shouldn't have won. You 100% guessed chapstick and you won. Congratulations. That is a lot
Thank
of
you.
Money.
Uh-huh. What are
Thank
you going to do with $25,000?
I told Darren yesterday because I feel like I'm going to be really boring and pay some bills, but maybe a vacation or something. Like, I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't know if you could hear, but when I didn't even realize that I won, like the sound, I guess when you're on the phone, like to me, I was like, did I win? I was a little bit confused.
Okay.
And I was at work, so I had to like not scream and be quiet. So I just like try to be as calm and rational.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's cool to call into the show when you're at work until you win.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
it becomes problematic.
Until you win $25,000
yes.
and you can't celebrate like you won $25,000.
Yes. Yes.
I was trying my best not to scream and cause like panic.
Yeah.
Well, but
listen, we're proud of you. It was a great guess. I don't know how you thought of it, but the money is yours. All the fallout that is happening online right now, that is our problem to deal with, not yours. Enjoy the cash.
Thank you.
You got it.
So much. Thank you. Bye.
And we will kick off a new game. By the way, the fallout, not us.
Bro. No! Listen.
It goes to one man and one man only. Our boss, his name is Alex. You want to deal with him. Don't deal with us. You deal with him. Alex, A-L-E-X. We will kick off a new game tomorrow at 8 a.m., by the way. Win your share of $20,000. Not with the sound, okay?
No.
Thank God.
No.
We are not doing this damn sound again.
Yeah, and it's not the taste
or
anything like that, okay? Like, it's not. It's
What's
not
on
one
my
of,
face?
Yeah, it's not one of those. It's not one of those. Right?
$20,000. Win your share of it. Tomorrow morning, we will break it down and explain everything on the Roz and Mocha Show right before we get into the Roz and Mocha Mix. Tomorrow, it kicks off. Off right before the Roz and Mocha Mix at 8 a.m.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.